From the News Center, a news focus.
Mental health has emerged as a pressing issue for Generation Z. Those born after 1996, research shows they're willing to talk about it more than previous generations. At NAMI Keystone, Pennsylvania, CEO Christine Michael said coming out of the pandemic has been the biggest challenge facing Gen Z, with depression, anxiety, and suicide attempts on the rise. Nearly three-quarters of mental health conditions emerge by age 24, and NAMI Keystone provides resources and programs to help guide and support these conversations.
We use young people to go into the schools and tell their story about how they had mental health issues. Some have a diagnosis and you have treatment and everything. And they tell their story and tell how they managed to get through it.
They have 28 affiliate chapters in Eastern PA that work with local schools to try to reduce the stigma. Michael said Generation Z is very computer literate. They also value apps that make it easier to schedule health appointments, manage conditions, and look up data.
There are a lot of online services now. Telehealth has been advanced during the pandemic. There are online providers, more than there ever was. So that opens up some services and some treatment for the young people that wasn't there before.
United Healthcare's Dr. Donald Tavakoli said as this generation starts to enter the workforce, they can use their tech-savvy skills to learn about how health insurance works.
So we think it's really important that they first have their health insurance lingo down, really understanding the common terms of how to navigate health insurance, then choose the benefit plan that is right for them, and then really maximize the benefits once they are enrolled in their health plan.
The doctor adds many Gen Z adults up to age 26 can maintain coverage on certain plans through their parents' insurance, giving them some transition time. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.